Hello and welcome to Downloads from God. I am your host, Andrea Lendy, sharing a meditation and prayer. Whatever time of day this message finds you, I pray it blesses you. So relax and take a deep breath in, release, and open your spirit to this message. Today's passage comes out of the book of Luke, chapter 22, verses 3 through 5. I'll be reading out of the Amplified Bible to help with deeper meaning and context. Okay. Luke 22, 3 through 5. But then Satan entered into Judas, called Iscariot, who was one of the 12 apostles, and he went away and discussed with the chief priests and the captains how he might betray him and deliver him up to them. And they were delighted and pledged themselves to give him money. As I was reading this chapter, these verses plagued me. The rest of the chapter is truly beautiful and sacred. Jesus was having his last supper with his disciples. It was the first communion. Jesus talked about serving others. He told them that he prayed for them continuously because the enemy was incessantly asking for their souls. And the last part of the chapter took place in the Garden of Gethsemane. This chapter is packed full of powerful experiences with Jesus. However, the chapter starts out with sin. It starts out with Satan getting a hold of Judas. Judas and the chief priests and the captains were used to betray Jesus. Their cunning plan delighted them. Even sin brings momentary delight, but their delight would not last long. Upon Judas's betrayal, he was convicted and knew he shouldn't have given Jesus up. He quickly took his own life. However, the betrayal had to happen according to the word. Jesus had to die in order for our sins to be covered. Verse 22 says, "For the Son of Man is going as it has been determined and appointed, but woe to that man by whom he is betrayed and delivered up." I am so thankful that God did not use me in that way. I am thankful that God had a different plan for my life. By grace, I am saved. By grace, I am chosen to worship the Lord. By grace, I was not Judas. My continual prayer is that God uses me for his good. I desire God's love and his affection above all. Today, I pray that God will use me for his good and allow me to worship him and keep me worshiping him for eternity. May you find that his plan for you is covered with grace and that his plan is good. Blessings be to you. And now for our prayer. Oh Lord, my God, thank you for all you do for me. Thank you for watching over and protecting the family that you have given me. Thank you for choosing me to know you. Thank you for choosing me to worship you, Lord. Thank you for all the beauty and grace and mercy you pour over me. You are the God of this universe and God of my heart. You rule over everything and everybody. Your will is perfect. Help me be true to your plan, Lord. Help me do all that you desire me to do. Help me love others and have compassion as you do. You know my heart, Father. You know my faults and insecurities, and yet you call me to you and ask me to serve. Help me serve you with joy, Lord. Help me go beyond myself and give to others. Help me rely on your strength when mine is gone. Keep me far from the enemy and close to you. Keep me at your feet, Lord. Help me bless someone this day, Father, and thank you for hearing my prayer. God's answer back to me, I am always with you, my child, and will lift you up and keep you safe. And my response back to him, thank you, most gracious and loving Father.